The Guardian.
How do they work?
Well, it's similar way to the radiators in people's houses. It's a network of pipes will be placed under the road, very close to the surface of the road, which gets hot during the summer, I think most of us know. The ground gets hot, heats up the water in the pipes. When it does so, the hot water will be pumped away to a special storage facility, very heavily insulated, kept at that nice warm temperature until the winter when it's needed. Gets very cold outside, the road looks as if it might freeze. They can pump it back in the direction it's just come from, fill these pipes full of warm water now, and heat the ground surrounding it and keep the road ice-free.
So it sounds very expensive. Why is it better than salt?
It is quite expensive. They think it's about £150,000 per 100-yard stretch of road. I think at this stage they're just looking at it. I mean, you might be able to save money. It's very expensive to send the salting lorries out all over the country. And the key thing about this is you can target it to a few places that get very cold first, or certainly freeze first. And so you might at the moment be sending out a salting lorry just to salt a 100-yard stretch or a quarter-mile stretch of road, which is almost just as expensive as sending it out just to do the whole route. So if you can focus on that particular area, then you might be able to save yourself some money. But also, it's having a look at renewable energy. Salting lorries require fuel, they produce greenhouse gas emissions, they require materials, you have to move lots of things around. With this, if you can get it to work, you essentially recycle the sunshine, and so there's no cost to the environment.
So are they going to start digging up the whole of the M1, the M25?
They didn't say so. I did ask them that. I mean, it's on quite a small scale at this stage. They've done a trial on an access road near the Toddington services on the M1, which seemed to be quite successful. So the next stage is now a proper pilot scheme on a proper road that people actually drive on a lot. They do say they would try and fit it in with existing roadwork, so they could put these pipes in while the road is dug up already.
You see, you mentioned there they're going to target these areas. I suppose parts of Scotland would benefit from this.
I think so. I mean, there's a company that installs this kind of stuff, and that's based in Scotland. And when I spoke to them about how cold it must be up there, they got quite indignant because, of course, the west coast of Scotland is on the Gulf Stream and it's not actually that chilly. The Highways Agency knows where these places are. They're called cold spots. There might be a problem with the drainage. You get water on the road, or they're freakishly cold because of weather conditions. So they know, they have a short list already of these cold spots, because they're always the first places the salting lorries get sent to. They're almost like early warnings, signals of cold winters. So I asked them to tell me they wouldn't. I don't think they're being coy about it. They just haven't got round to deciding where to do it yet. But they're going to have quite a good idea about where to do it, I think.
Is there any kind of time scale for this, and does it depend on this trial?
Well, yes, they're going to make a decision this year on the pilot scheme. You probably need a good 2 years of data to decide whether it's going to work or not. And the Highways Agency says that within 5 years they will make a decision on whether this could be rolled out across the network.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.